and good morning. I would like to thank Mayor Edgeworth and the Jacksonville NAACP for this opportunity to be a guest speaker today. I am very honored and humbled. I grew up right here in Jacksonville, in this great community, and I still have a lot of family and friends that are still here. The Jacksonville community and citizens should be very proud today to say their community members remembers and honors one of the greatest civil rights leaders in history, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and to come out and take part in this annual Mayor's Unity Breakfast, you all deserve a round of applause. It took 15 years to create the federal Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and as a nation, country, state, community, and as individuals, we all need to step forward and continue to bring change for the good, because there were and are many leaders that sacrificed their lives for us to be able to vote, use public transportation, and use public restrooms. In my 17 plus years of employment with the state of Illinois, one of my jobs was an administrator with the agency that oversees minority and female enterprise programs. This program allowed contractors to hire minority and female workers so that they could meet specific minority and female goals established on state projects. Sometimes this was very disheartening because projects that were in specific parts of the states, it was hard to find minority workers and suppliers to get supplies for those projects. So this was a loss in job opportunities for a lot of minorities and females. So I established a good working relationships with contractors and unions to see how we could provide job opportunities for minorities and females. This meant gathering information to get the individuals certified with the state and to provide some type of training through unions so they could compete on projects and take part in those job opportunities. Once I left that position and accepted another position with another state agency as the Equal Employment Opportunity Officer, I was able to see and learn some of the barriers that minorities, females, and people with disabilities were experiencing when it came to hiring. The time frame it took to grade people's employment applications, being a qualified applicant, getting A's on their grades, but never being able to be in an interview with the state. The hiring process took too long, so they already had another job in hand, so they just could never, get on with the state. Faced with these barriers, however, you realize that the battles was bigger than you sometimes, but you continue to put in every effort that you could and assist those individuals no matter how big or small the task was. I recently read how much racial progress has been made across the nation, and it was broken down by states. Illinois is among one of the worst. It ranks 32 when it comes to racial progress, and 42 on racial integration. As the civil rights organization, it is so very important that the NAACP continue to fight for racial, economic, and education inequality. We also need our churches, community leaders, politicians, teachers, and us as citizens to speak up and do not be afraid to bring ideals for change. Because as they say, a closed mouth does not get fed. The state of poverty, homelessness, our school systems, job opportunities are real. These are not African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, Caucasians. These are not their problem. It's an American problem. My hope today is that each and every one of us walks away with something from this Unity Breakfast. I thank you for the time, but before I go, I want to leave you with a quote from the famous Maya Angelou. You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. Try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. Do not complain. Make every effort to change things you do not like. If you cannot make a change, change the way you have been thinking. You might find a new solution.